This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast. This show is brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature Disney wedding updates, money-saving tips, and interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney couples. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Ari Saltz about her Parkview Terrace ceremony and Brisa Courtyard reception at the Grand Californian Hotel at Disneyland. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she chose these locations and how she planned everything and how it all turned out. So welcome, Ari.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being on the show today. I always like to start at the very beginning and find out how you and your fiancé decided that you wanted to have your wedding at Disneyland.
Honestly, as soon as I found out that Disneyland was even an option, probably back in 2012 or so, you know, when I was still really young, I always said from then on that I wanted to get married at Disneyland. Said I didn't know how or when, but that I would make it happen. And so when my husband and I were dating, he kind of just always knew that that was the plan and accepted it.
How did your friends and family react when they found out where the wedding was going to be?
Well, most of them already knew that that was my plan, but they were all really excited for us, especially when I told them officially that we were going to be able to make it happen. They were super excited knowing that that was what I had wanted for a long time.
How many guests did you invite and how many were able to make the trip?
I think we ended up inviting about 65 or so. And I want to say around 53 ended up coming. We had, I think, two or three last minute that weren't able to make it. So I think it was around 53.
Got it. Did you do a room block for your guests?
No, we did not.
And how did you choose the day of the week and time of day for your event?
When we got engaged, we knew that we were going to have a longer engagement just because we wanted to save up and really be prepared for it. So once we got around to starting to pick the date, I don't know why I had in mind either April or October. So I brought it up with my husband and he threw out May. And I told him, if we're getting married in May, we have to get married on May 4th. And so that was it from then on. I made sure that we got that date because it was so far out. It was available. So that was our date, May 4th, 2023.
That's great. Did you do anything Star Wars themed for that?
We did. We wanted to keep the Disney theme kind of subtle throughout the wedding, like touches here and there, especially because it was on May 4th. He had a lightsaber that we used in our exit, and I believe we just had some small touches here and there. One of our tables was Star Tours themed. We did all ride and attraction themed tables. So just kind of sprinkling it throughout.
Now, how did you choose the ceremony and reception venues?
We had to look at a couple different things. Definitely guest count was one of them because I'm not sure about Disney World, but I know Disneyland, they have minimum and maximum amounts of guests for each venue. So looking at our number, estimated number, and budget and the season, time of the week, things like that, May 4th, 2023 was a Thursday. So we got kind of lucky that we were able to get, you know, some of the lower rates at the time. But just looking at all those things combined, we ended up with the Parkview Terrace and then the Brisa Courtyard for reception.
And how did you choose your officiant?
Both my husband and I are religious, and so we were kind of thinking of different pastors that we could use for our officiants, and his family actually happens to be close to somebody who at the time was getting his degree in counseling, and they had met him through the church, so he's a really good family friend, and he was talking about reaching out about doing premarital counseling and then offered to officiate as well if we needed that. And so since he was a good family friend and kind of had similar interests aligned with us, we decided to go with him.
Got it. Okay. Did you add any kind of entertainment to the ceremony or the reception?
We didn't have any of the added entertainment. We just had our DJ, DJ Pat. So, and he did a really great job.
And with the Brisa Courtyard, I know sometimes people are a little worried that because it's public, it's, you know, there's the path to downtown Disney from the Grand Californian, and then there's the monorail going overhead. Did you find that any of that affected your reception?
Kind of going back to your question before, one of the reasons we chose Brisa Courtyard was the monorail, because it kind of added that subtle in-park Disney effect. We really liked that feature. And honestly, they put up kind of like these hedge fences. So we saw a few people kind of peeking in here and there, but you don't even notice it. There's so much else going on around you. I was just very engrossed in the wedding activities that you really don't notice anything. We saw a few people, you know, looking from up in the hotel windows and stuff. But honestly, I thought it was really cool because some people just don't realize, like, oh, weddings actually happen here and this is a thing. And so I thought it was pretty cool to have people kind of on looking a little bit.
That's great. Do you have any stories like that about how you chose Parkview Terrace for the ceremony of all the places that would fit your group?
I had actually never been inside the Grand Californian Hotel before. I had been in the Disneyland Hotel. I've been over by the Paradise Pier Hotel, which is now the Pixar Hotel. So I'd never been inside of it. I really didn't know what it looked like. And when I was looking at the venues on the website, there weren't a ton of pictures. So I really just kind of delved into some research, and seeing that there was kind of that park view element, as it's in the title, I thought that was really cool to have, again, some more of the in-park aspect to it. I thought it would be really great for pictures, you know, just thinking about being up there for our ceremony and kind of getting to look over and see the park over there would be really cool. So all of those things combined, that's how we ended up choosing it. Initially, obviously, because it's the one that's, I feel like, most prominently featured on social media and the Disney Fairy Tale Weddings specials. I wanted the Sleeping Beauty Pavilion, but it was a little bit pricier, and I don't think it could accommodate the numbers that we had. So we ultimately went with Parkview Terrace, but I really liked it because it was outdoors.
Got it. Okay. Do you have any menu items or cake flavors from your reception that you would recommend?
Yes, 100%. We went for our menu tasting just a couple months before the wedding. And I wish I could go back to that day all the time because the food is so good. So for the hors d'oeuvres, we had the smoked chicken quesadilla, which was amazing, especially after I hadn't eaten all day. And we also had the ahi poke, like the mini bowls, which I don't eat fish, but my husband loves it, and he said they were really good. So I'll take his word for it. And then also the spinach and berry salad, as simple as it seemed, the berries were so fresh, like the best tasting berries I've ever had in my life. They were so good. So for that alone, the salad I would recommend highly. The short ribs were amazing. And my number one item that I wish I could have every day was the mushroom risotto. It was so good. If I could have taken like a tub home of it, I would have. It's so good. And my family and I talk about it all the time and how we want the mushroom risotto. It was so good. And then for our seasonal desserts, we had the pistachio cream puff, the creme brulee, and the flourless chocolate cake, and they were all equally amazing.
Got it. So you guys didn't do a cake?
Oh, we did. Yeah, actually, I got so wrapped up in the other
the mushroom risotto.
I was thinking about the risotto. No, we did have a cake. We had three tiers, and we had three flavors because we could not choose. So we had the churro, which was amazing. Had the little crunchy churro bits in the middle. The vanilla cake with praline buttercream, which was probably my favorite. And vanilla with cookies and cream mousse, which I feel like you think cookies and cream and just think Oreo flavor. But it was actually so much better than that. And it was very light, but it had so much flavor to it. It was really, really good. So I wish I could have had a slice of each one at the wedding, but I think I ended up with the praline buttercream, which I'm not complaining about.
Did you do any other events around the wedding day, like a welcome party?
We didn't do a welcome party. We did do a rehearsal dinner the night before, and we were actually able to have that at Naples, which is in downtown Disney. And that's like my favorite restaurant down there. So I really wanted to be able to have our rehearsal dinner there. So we were able to set that up, which was really cool. And they accommodated, I believe there was like 20 or so of us. So that was really awesome.
That's cool. You just made a regular reservation for a large party?
I believe it was on their website. They had where you could call for group reservations. And so once we told them that it was for our rehearsal dinner, they were able to, you know, get us over to their event coordinator and get us some pricing and menu details and all of that. And so we were able to set it up that way.
That's wonderful. Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the wedding day ran?
Yeah. So our wedding, our ceremony was at 5 p.m., which I chose very strategically because I'm not a morning person. And I was seeing all these people who had, you know, morning weddings, and they were like, oh, I'm up at 3 a.m. getting ready. And I was just like, I can't be one of those people. I'm not a morning person. Bless the people that are able to do that. But we're going with 5 p.m. So I think I ended up waking up around 7:30 or so, and I had actually stayed with my two friends at the Disneyland Hotel. And my husband stayed in our room at the Grand Californian. So I grabbed my dress and we all walked over there. My mom had breakfast and mimosas in her hotel room until about 9. And we had one of the get ready rooms. So we ended up bringing everything down there to get ready. And the hair and makeup people showed up at about 9:45 and got started on everybody. My hair and makeup took about an hour and a half. So from about noon to 1:30, we took some bridal party, getting ready pictures in our PJs and stuff like that. I got into my dress at about like 2:30 or so, did some pictures with that. And I actually did a couple different first looks. So I did a first look with my bridesmaids, which was super fun. And then I did a first look with my dad and a first look with my stepdad. So that all took about an hour. And then we did family pictures, bridal party pictures, all that until about 4. And then I just did my final touches and got ready and waited to be picked up by my coordinator and brought to the ceremony location. So about 4:45, we went up there. Ceremony started at 5, went to 5:30. We took all of our family pictures and bride and groom, just married photos, till about 6:30. And the best part, we got to go back to our get ready room for like 15 minutes and shove some hors d'oeuvres in our mouths. And then we were ushered out into our reception, which was from about 7 to 9:30-ish. We ended up getting cut short due to some weather complications.
Oh, interesting. Did that affect like the cake cutting or anything?
Well, it didn't affect anything. Cake cutting, first dance, none of that, like the really important stuff was affected. We just ended up having to leave a little bit earlier than we expected.
Got it. Okay. Now, when you were planning, what were some of the most important aspects of the event where you focused your attention or your budget?
We definitely wanted our wedding to be budget friendly, but we wanted it to look really nice at the same time. So I focused a lot of time with my mom and my sister, really focusing on just the little details that we could get that would be, we could DIY or would be on sale or within budget that we could make look really nice for the wedding. And then we definitely splurged on the food. We had an open bar. We ended up getting the late night snack, the Mickey pretzels, which I was really excited about. And then really just the details, like little details. I'm a very detail-oriented person, and I've been to a lot of weddings. I noticed a lot of things. I watch all of the wedding shows out there. So I was just super hyper-focused on making sure all of the little details were going to be correct and how I wanted it to look for other people. So spent a lot of time on that for sure.
Got it. And then were there any other aspects that were less important where you saved your money or your effort?
Yeah, I mean, I think for our first dance, we talked a lot about getting lessons or going someplace specific that they would kind of help us choreograph something or come up with something. And we had all the intentions to do it. We just never ended up booking something. So the week before our wedding, we kind of just choreographed something on our own and practiced a couple nights and came up with something there. So we ended up unintentionally saving some money. And then also for our favors, I wanted to have, again, like a subtle Disney touch, but I didn't want to spend a ton of money on it because, again, as somebody who's been to a couple weddings, you don't always keep the favors, or it's not always something that's, you know, super prominent, I feel like. So I wanted it to be like semi have a use, and also be cost effective. So I ended up making some little cards that just say, you know, thank you for making our day magical or something like that. And I bought like a lot of just Disney pins on Amazon and just pinning them to the cards. And we placed those on people's plates. So it was a cute touch that has a use. Some people have shown me like where they put their pins afterwards, and it was pretty cost effective. I just printed the cards, and the pins, since they were bought in bulk, were, you know, not as expensive. And the last thing, I feel like we saved money on this one, but not effort. I made our save the dates and invites because, again, I'm such a details person that I was like, I just want to make them myself because I was looking through all the websites and I just wasn't finding exactly what I wanted. So I was like, I'll just make them myself. And I made them, we printed them, I made my friend help me wax seal all of them closed with like a little castle seal, and they were gorgeous. It took so much time and so much effort that it was nice to save the money, but I probably in hindsight, would have just bought one of the pre-made ones.
Okay. So out of all of this, what ended up being your favorite memory of your wedding day?
That is so hard because I feel like I think of the wedding day in sections, like the getting ready section and then the pictures and the ceremony and the reception. So it's all kind of segmented in my mind, but out of the whole day, and it's very funny because it's so simple. I remember during our ceremony, I was listening to our officiant, and then, you know, we were saying our vows and things like that, and I was just waiting. All I wanted to do was have a conversation with my husband, just talk to him, because there was so much that had happened throughout the day that I felt like I wanted to just catch him up right then and there. So after the ceremony, when we got to walk out and we had a moment together, I was just like, oh my gosh, I've been waiting all day to talk to you. And so, like, when I look back, I feel like that's my favorite memory because it just feels so simple, but it really shows, like, how much we mean to each other. And, like, when something major happens, it's like, who do you go to or who do you want to talk to? Who do you want to run to in that moment? And in that moment, all I wanted to do was just talk to him, even though we were in the middle of our wedding, like our actual wedding. I just wanted to have a conversation.
Now, did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right? Actually, the day before, when we had our rehearsal dinner, everybody kind of trickling in earlier that day, because we're all from Arizona, out of town. So everybody was making their way over and giving us updates. And one of my husband's groomsmen, he and his girlfriend were driving up and they got into a car accident, which, yeah, I was like, oh my God, are they okay? Like, where are they? What's going on? Do they need anything? And luckily, they were not injured. Unfortunately, their car was totaled. And so they were kind of stranded in the middle because they were driving from Arizona to Anaheim. So luckily, my bridesmaid and another one of his groomsmen were about 20 minutes behind them and were able to pick them up on their way. So everybody got to the wedding, but that was definitely unexpected and very nerve-wracking, but everybody got there safe and sound, so that was good. And then the day of, as soon as I woke up, my husband called me and he was like, hey, I have all the guys here. We're pulling out the boutonnieres. Where's mine? And so, like I said, we had DIY'd a lot of stuff. We had made the boutonnieres, my mom and I. And I was like, well, there should be one for each of you. And then there's a bigger one for you. And he couldn't find it. So I called my mom. I was just like, hold on. Let me call my mom. I called her and she's like, give me 10 minutes. She calls me back. She's like, all right, we've got one ordered. We'll pick it up in a couple hours. Problem resolved. So scary in the moment. We got it resolved pretty quickly. Then later on, I was getting my hair and makeup done. And my sister comes in and says they're going to do the photos of all the details. So the dress, the shoes, the veil, all of that. And she was asking me where it all was. So I was like, it's in the hotel room. You can just run up and grab it. Like, it should be right when you walk in. She's like, okay, cool. Goes, comes back down about 10 minutes later. And she's like, hey, we've got the dress. We've got the shoes. We can't find your veil. I was like, it should be in there. It should be in the bag. I don't think I took it out. It might be, you know, maybe next to it in the closet if somebody moved it, whatever. She goes back up, calls me. No, we can't find it. And so I was like, okay, let me just call. I called my friend who was staying at the Disneyland Hotel. where I stayed the night before, I was like, can you just check everywhere, make sure it's like, I don't know if it's in the closet or something. And she couldn't find it. And so we were just like, oh gosh. My stepdad, actually, he ended up trying to run out to a David's Bridal, and we just couldn't find anything that would work with my dress. And by, I don't even know what it is, by just the Disney magic luck, he ended up finding a swap meet on the way back to the hotel. And he went in there and found a veil, and it was almost identical to the one that I was going to use.
Wow.
For like $10, $15. And so he brought it back and was like, I don't know if this is going to work, but I found this. And he ended up really saving the day there, because we still to this day never know what happened to the veil. Like, nobody found it when we were checking out of our hotel rooms. My theory is that I lost it somewhere in between walking from the Grand Californian to the Disneyland Hotel, either the night before or back the day of. But it is a mystery to this day.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand or you were worried about, and then it turned out not to be a big deal?
Yes. I'm a very anxious person. So my way of combating this was to just make sure everything was as planned as it could be, and everything had kind of like a time and a schedule, and we could just flow as easily as possible. You know, with some fluctuations, I definitely anticipated there would be things that went wrong, but, so really the stress of the timing of it all, I was really worried about, just because I have a big family and we had a lot of people at our bridal party. And so I was like, there's a lot of room for deviation here, and just making sure that we were on time for everything that we had to do that day, was definitely something that I was really worried about. But on the day of, everything flowed pretty smoothly and it went by so fast. It's just like a blur. That looking back now, I definitely didn't need to worry as much as I did.
Is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
Yes. Well, for starters, I probably just would have kept my dress with everything else at the hotel. I don't know why I took it with me, but knowing what I know now, yeah, definitely would have kept the dress at the hotel. Also, I feel like I should have made more communication or had more communication prior with our day of coordinator, because you have your regular coordinator that's with you through the whole process, and then you have your day of coordinator who you meet the day before the wedding. So I had worked with my other coordinator through the whole process. I trusted her. We meshed really well. She was super awesome. And our day of coordinator was very different from that. And so on the day of the wedding, we definitely had a couple of miscommunications. And I think she ended up getting pretty frustrated a couple times with either me or the groomsmen or my photographer or my mom. And so my mom, being Mama Bear, kept me from all of this stress. She dealt with everything, which she's amazing, and I love her so much for that, because I think she knows it really would have stressed me out having known that all of this was coming up with her. And so we ended up having our other coordinator come as well, and she definitely helped out a lot. But yeah, I think just having more communication with that day of coordinator, really making sure everybody understood everything, would have been helpful. Having maybe a schedule with me or something to run down with her to match with her schedule would have been useful for sure.
Interesting. Okay. Do you have any other tips or advice for future Disney couples?
Honestly, being out of state was kind of tricky, because obviously you don't really know what things look like until you're there. unless you visit and stuff like that, or you just have to base it off of pictures, which for Disneyland, I feel like they don't have a ton of pictures of the venues and things like that, and information's kind of limited. So I really had to dive deep into research. I joined the Facebook groups and was looking through Reddit threads and things like that. So definitely doing as much research as possible was really helpful, especially like in the initial stages of planning, getting advice from other people, being able to ask questions or see other people's photos and things like that was super helpful. And especially if you're a Disneyland couple, it's very limited information. I felt like it was really hard to find any information. Like Disney World, I feel like has a ton of resources out there. So just doing your research there is definitely helpful. Having a good support system, people that are willing to jump in and help you, getting a really good videographer, because I love our video and I know that's something I'm going to be looking back on forever and ever and showing our kids and things like that. We also had an audio guest book, which was really cool because now I just have everybody's voices from that night and you can hear the party going on in the background. So it just brings you right back to kind of like that moment, which is really special, and just having fun with planning, because once it's over, that's it. So you got to have as much fun as possible while you can.
That's great advice. Well, Ari, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in getting married at the Disneyland Resort, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much. I honestly am really happy to share, because like I said, it was so hard to find information about Disneyland. So anything I can offer, I'm really excited about.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. Past shows and tons of photos for each episode are available on my website, DisneyWeddingPodcast.com, or listen in your favorite podcast app. And for instant answers to all your Walt Disney World wedding questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at FairyTaleWeddingsGuide.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.